Well, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is in the thick of things in Washington these days as the federal government moves closer to a government shutdown next week. She joins us from her office in Washington. And Senator, always good to have you here. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
As we talk this morning, I believe one of your colleagues, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is still filibustering on the Senate floor in a bid to defund Obamacare. How successful is he going to be?
Well, he's not going to be successful at all. I mean, it's not a filibuster. He didn't have to hold the floor. A procedural vote is set for 1 o'clock here in about 20 minutes. It was set at the beginning of this debate, and there was nothing he was going to do that was going to change that. He didn't have to, you know, he could leave anytime he wanted to. Nobody was trying to take the floor from him.
Right.
He could leave anytime he wanted to and go to the bathroom or eat. He chose not to do that because this is a made-for-TV stunt where he is trying to run for president and appeal to a pretty narrow base of Missourians that are responding to this notion that Obamacare is everything that's wrong with America. You know, the president was elected last November. Every Democratic senator in the country that voted for Obamacare was reelected in red states, in blue states, in purple states, most of them by double digits. We actually picked up 2 seats in the Senate from states where the argument was about Obamacare. So we are going to implement this law, and then I hope they will help us try to make it better, which all of us, I think, have the same goal, affordable and accessible health care for every American. And, you know, in Missouri, we've seen the state officials running around as if the sky was falling, trying to do everything they could to show how much they hate Obamacare. Meanwhile, they're taking Missouri's tax dollars, sending them to another state, causing real pain, job loss, stress for Missourians because Missourians aren't going to have their own exchange and we're not going to have Medicaid expansion. So,
you know,
it's unfortunate that this has become such a political touchstone for the Republican Party because it's getting in the way of solving real problems for Missourians.
You know, this is unusual for an opposing party to continue fighting a law for as long as this battle's been going on. Why do you think they're doing it, Senator? What's at the root of it? I mean, obviously, they disagree with the law, but why are they fighting this thing as long and as hard as they are?
I think that whenever you make changes in the healthcare system, people forget how unpopular the status quo was. And change is a scary thing when it impacts so many people's lives, and healthcare does. So the fear of the unknown, it's very easy, because it's complicated, to misinform and score political points. And it had worked well for them in some elections, so they just kind of rallied around it as the way they were going to gather people to their side of the political argument. But they've done a real disservice, because rather than trying to help us make this succeed, they've done everything in their power to make it fail. And that doesn't help anybody. They have nothing to replace it with. They want to go back to a day when more and more and more people every day couldn't get health insurance, and health insurance was getting more and more and more expensive, and our health costs were soaring. Now, is this going to be the panacea that solves all those problems? Clearly it's not. But it's going to solve some of them, and it already has solved some of them. And I think that they are deathly afraid of the notion that once people figure out that this is not a government takeover, this is private insurance policies, people are going to be able to get it at a reasonable price. I think they're deathly afraid that when this actually begins implementing, that people are going to like it so much that there's not going to be any turning back. And so this is kind of the last stand, so to speak.
We're visiting with Senator Claire McCaskill. Let's turn back to the government shutdown that appears to be in the offing here, Senator. Is the government going to shut down next week? How does it look from your vantage point this morning?
The only person who knows whether the government is going to shut down or not is Speaker Boehner. We're going to send them back. There will be some procedural votes today and Saturday. The votes that are substantive votes will be on Sunday, where we will strip out the defunding, and then it will go back to the House, and then Speaker Boehner has to make a decision. Does he put that on the floor for a vote? If he does, it will pass with Democratic votes and some Republican votes.
Mm-hmm.
Or does he not put it on the floor, and does he, in fact, amend it again with trying to put more stuff on it, which will, in fact, risk a government shutdown. And here's the thing that's frustrating about this, Steve. You know, we can negotiate about the budget. We can negotiate about spending. Mm-hmm. We can negotiate about a lot of things. But we should not be shutting down the government and refusing to pay our bills. You know, that's not the way that we fix these things. We do it through compromise and negotiation. And this my way or the highway and stand on principle and defund Obamacare and don't pay our bills, it may play well in terms of, you know, your presidential politics or playing to your base, but it's terrible in terms of governing this country.
You know, yesterday we had Bob Bixby on the show from the Concord Coalition, and he pointed out that as of yesterday, Senator, there were no negotiations going on between the White House and members of Congress. Are there any negotiations going on today, or have the talks just stopped?
Well, there are always conversations and negotiations going on about a lot of different topics. The president, I think, wisely has said, 49 different times the debt ceiling has been raised under Republican presidents. And here's what I think people don't get about this. This isn't like raising your credit card limit. This doesn't allow us to spend more money. This only allows us to pay our bills. It would be as if you would go out and buy a new car, and then halfway through your payments, you decide just to quit making payments. Hmm. Well, you bought the car. You got to pay for it. And we are the most powerful nation in the world. We're an economic foundation of a global economy. This will have dire consequences if we start playing around with paying our bills. So I agree with the president that we've got to put this weapon back in its holster. And by the way, if you're in Missouri, you know, don't leave it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I really don't think this is something that we should be playing around with. This is going to make people's mortgage payments higher. It's going to make their car payments higher. It's going to hurt their retirements because the last time they did this, when they played around with the debt ceiling like this, and they played around with the full faith and credit of the United States government, it cost us in our bond rating, which costs our country more money. It weakens us in terms of our economy. So, they need to come to the table and negotiate the things. The president is willing to negotiate entitlement reform. He's willing to negotiate top-line numbers of the budget, spending. They're not interested in that because, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of entitlement reform, it's not as politically popular.
Yeah. We're visiting with Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri. Just how big a mess is this, Claire? Because, from out here, it looks like a giant one.
Well, it is in that there has come a very loud, I never thought I would say this, but part of the problem is the division in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
There is a real civil war in the Republican Party right now between the kind of representation that Jack Danforth and Kit Bond, Nancy Landon Kassebaum, these kinds of Republicans were never the ones that were trying to burn the House down. They were trying to, patch up the House and try to make the House work. There's a brand of people that have been elected that are out here that believe that government is the problem. Government's not the answer. But government's not the problem. It's the truth is somewhere in between. I really hope that the moderate Republicans, the ones who want a smaller government, who want lower taxes, but who understand at the end of the day, a flamethrowing is not productive for the people who need us to do our jobs.
Yeah.
So as long as everybody's more worried about a primary than they are a general, I think it's a problem. And I think some redistricting would help. Democrats got a million more raw votes than Republicans did in the congressional elections last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a wide majority in terms of the seats in the House. If you look at our state, Roy Blunt and I disagree on a lot of things. But this is not an unreasonable person.
Right.
And
he
and I can work together. We work together on many things together. He is no Ted Cruz,
yeah.
who's just, pandering. and trying to become the darling of a segment of the Republican Party that will allow him to be viable in a quest to become president of the United States.
You know, Senator, just one other thing about the shutdown. If it shuts down, what services are your constituents back home going to be missing the most? What do you worry about the most in terms of what they might lose out on going forward?
Well, it's going to, you know, first of all, there's a lot of people that live in the Kansas City area, whether it's working at GSA or working at the IRS or working for Social Security. A lot of government employees will be furloughed. We've already gone through the plan for my office. You can only have essential people, so most of my staff will go without work and probably without pay, depending on how all this turns out if we shut down.
Do you lose your pay, Senator?
There'll be no more loans given, a lot of pending loans at SBA, a lot of small businesses out there that are waiting for their SBA loan.
And Claire,
they're
going to
have to wait longer.
Do you lose your pay if the government shuts down? Do you lose your pay?
You know, I think we should. And the last time this happened, I agreed to, in fact, I gave up part of my salary to charity this year to equal the number of days that government employees were furloughed. So.
Yeah.
I will do the same thing if we shut down. I will donate my salary for those days to charity. I don't think legally they can. I think it's in the Constitution that elected office officials get their salaries. But you can always give it away to charity, which many of us do under those circumstances.
We'll have to leave our conversation there. Senator, I always appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and good luck navigating through the days ahead here out there, okay?
Yeah, and next time, Steve, I'll try to help clear up the mess about that we're exempted from Obamacare. Congress is not exempted. We're the only people in America that are going to be required to shop on the exchanges. So
all right.
That's a little misinformation out there. But thanks. It's great to be with you.
You bet, Senator. All the best. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye.